What if the best upgrade to America's food security system is not starting over, but giving the one that already works some smarter architecture? SNAP cuts hunger and improves health for tens of millions. The 2025 law added new constraints on work and state funding, yet extensions like nutrition incentives and seasonal benefits have delivered outsized results. The sharp question is, which upgrades will make the whole thing more resilient without losing its scale or dignity? How much does SNAP actually move the needle on hunger? SNAP participation reduces household food insecurity by around 17 to 19% and very low food security by similar margins. For children, the impact is even larger, with food insecurity falling by roughly 33% after 6 months of benefits. That is not marginal progress. That is the single most effective anti-hunger tool operating at national scale. What changed in 2025 that forces us to rethink the architecture? The Reconciliation Law expanded able-bodied adult work requirements up to age 65 and applied them to more parents. It also introduced the first state cost-sharing for benefits, starting in fiscal 2028, tiered by error rates, plus new limits on how fast the thrifty food plan can grow. These are structural shifts, not small tweaks. If benefits are still too low for many families, why does the math keep failing? Even after the 2021 update that raised maximum benefits by 21%, the average SNAP allotment sits around $6.20 per person per day. Multiple studies show households routinely need $10 to $20 more per person per week to afford a realistic, healthy diet, especially in high-cost regions. What did the pandemic era and summer supplements actually prove? PEBT benefits reduced household food insecurity by 6 to 7 percentage points in short windows and cut very low food security for children even more sharply. Summer EBT demonstrations across more than a decade reduced child food insecurity by 20 to 33% and very low food security by about 30%, using only $30 to $60 extra per child per month. The model works. Can we make SNAP participants eat better without taking away choice? GusNIP nutrition incentives at farmers markets, groceries and CSAs have increased fruit and vegetable intake from 2.7 to 3.6 cups per day in evaluated projects. Longer participation correlates with better food security. Produce prescriptions routed through clinics have moved both diet and cardiometabolic markers like blood sugar and blood pressure in the right direction for people with diet-related conditions. What about the leaks and barriers that still waste money and frustrate people? Hundreds of millions in benefits have been stolen through EBT skimming. States that rolled out chip and tap cards, starting with California, cut theft dramatically, one report showing an 83% drop. Meanwhile, online purchasing now covers most households and is opening up to direct-from-farmer sales, which helps rural and mobility-limited families. Is there a way to keep national scale while adding real community and health power? The core EBT system delivers massive reach and consumer choice. Layering incentives and targeted supplements on top has already shown we can steer behavior toward better nutrition and close seasonal gaps. The next step is to route some of that marginal funding through local outlets and healthcare partners, so families get both the scale of SNAP and the agency of community-controlled food. Here is the under-discussed direction worth building toward. Keep modernized SNAP EBT as the strong, choice-preserving national foundation with restored realistic adequacy and chip-level security. Then, systematically layer point-of-purchase nutrition incentives like GusNIP plus targeted seasonal EBT supplements modeled on summer EBT. At the same time, integrate produce prescriptions and support for local food outlets so the system improves diet quality, health outcomes, and local economic resilience without giving up the national floor or the dignity of choice. The question is not whether we can afford a better food security architecture. It is whether we will upgrade the one that already reaches the most people with the tools we have already proven work.